Yes, yes, yes. You know what time it is? It's the Man Dem Link Up Show. I'm your co-host, the MYTHMANE. Yo, G-Man, what are you telling me?
Wagwan, we're back. Man Dem Link Up Show. We're here, man. What are you saying, D?
Well, me? Yeah, here, man. DK.
D.
Yeah.
What are you saying, D?
Why for that?
So what's going on with these
guys? Why for that?
But yeah, my man's here ready, you know, 2025.
What a special guest today.
Introduce yourself, man.
Everybody. I'm A1. not really much you said, but obviously I'm a DJ, host, me and DK.
Party starter.
Party starters.
Come
if
on.
You know, then you better know 100 Ents. You get me?
Check out this next video. Boom. So, I've got another dilemma. So, the title is, yeah, my family exposed my past to my fiancé, and now he's thinking of leaving me. There's a backstory. 26-year-old woman. She's been engaged with her fiancé, Mark, for 4 years. Recently got engaged. They were going over the honeymoon. Well, she was over the moon, apparently, shall I say. Until now, she feels like he's having second thoughts about their future together. So apparently back in 2015, they met at work, at a work party, similar to what you do at work. Apparently, she got to know his family, vice versa, but she always kept her own family at a distance because something to do with her sister was a bit tapped and had a
bro, just read the dilemma, bruv. You're just skipping it.
I know, but this bit,
it's kind of rough. This guy just look, skipping it.
Mark and her met in 2000.
Read the whole thing, bro.
All right, cool. Mark and her met in 2015 at a work party for a colleague, yeah. Nah, go on.
Nah, this is, you're not serious.
Listen. Mark and I met in 2015 at a work party for a colleague and we instantly connected. Over the time, I got to know his family and his friends, but I always kept my own family at a distance. Yeah, I'd only met my mother and sister because truthfully, I've had a complicated relationship with most of my family. I distanced myself from them to build a better life for myself. I didn't want their past influence affecting me. After our engagement, Mark wanted to celebrate with both sides of the family. Without telling me, he reached out to my mother and sister to organize a small gathering so he could finally meet everyone. While I appreciated the gesture, I was nervous because I knew how unpredictable my family could be. Sounds like an explosion to a storm. You know what I mean? At the celebration, things were going well until my older sister showed up. Mm-hmm. I don't have a relationship with her, and for good reason, she got drunk. She got drunk and started sharing things about my past that I had never told Mark. She blurted out, have you met your daughter-in-law yet? Mark was confused. As I had told him, I had a daughter, but I hadn't gone into details about why we're not close. My sister then continued revealing everything. She told him why I'm estranged from my daughter and that I was once a recurrent alcoholic and that I even went to prison.
She was a recurrent alcoholic.
Yeah.
And she went to jail.
Yeah.
What did she I need to know what she went to jail for.
Yeah. Oh, we might find out. You know what I mean? That's sister beating. I lie.
That's a myth.
Mark was completely blindsided. The mood of the night shifted instantly and I felt my world crashing down. These were things I had worked so hard to leave behind. I planned to tell him on my own terms when I felt the time was right. But now it was all out in the open in the worst possible way.
Before you continue, she's on darkness. Because you know she could have said that to my man before all of this.
Her pastor,
hey, listen.
Yeah, but,
you know that what happens in the
going
past.
Going bins, you know what I mean. Alcoholic and that.
<You're>, you know what I mean. You got a strange relationship with your daughter. Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a lot of problems right there.
Anyways, I was furious and humiliated. I shut the celebration down and left with Mark. Since that night, he's been distant and barely speaks to me. When he does, the only thing he says is, "You should have told me." What else are you hiding? I've apologized over and over. trying to explain that my past doesn't define who I am, but he won't hear it. I feel completely lost. I can't forgive my sister for this betrayal, and I don't know how to fix things with Mark. I love him. I don't want to lose him over a past that I've worked so hard to move on from. What can I do to get my fiance to understand and rebuild his trust?
Should have told him the truth from day one, really.
You should have just told him that you're a reoccurring alcoholic.
Her sister deserved a slap on the head.
Now, handle.
Because her sister did that deliberately. On that,
she was drunk.
Because, no, but why would you blurt out? You know my sister went to jail.
But you see what it is, yeah? She's probably treating it. The older sister's probably moving like she's done already told my man the feng shui.
Yeah, but why would you bring it up, though? That's not really a conversation you bring up, though.
She's drunk, though.
It's not like, you know, my sister's been a bird, innit? Like,
you know, even if you're drunk, you got a level of, like, you get me? I'm not going to...
Composure.
Say
Yeah, but she said she doesn't talk to her older sister. Okay. So they obviously had something. Yeah.
Okay, so then that means that she's done it maliciously, then.
Yeah,
because she even said that, have you met your stepdaughter?
But he knew about
the daughter. You see, in saying that, that's an assumption. Do you know what I'm saying? She's thinking that Shorty has already told Mark everything.
No, but she did, though. She told Mark she had a daughter.
Yeah, but he didn't tell her as to why they ain't got a close relationship.
If I'm being honest, I don't actually think, like, the things I got exposed are that deep. I'm being real, innit? Like, cool, you said what? She was an estranged alcoholic.
She was estranged from her daughter.
Obviously, she's a reoccurring alcoholic back in the day. So she must have had a kid and
social services. Something in the mix.
Yeah, I mean,
why did she go to jail?
She went to jail as well. She
remember, engaged for 4 years. And not once you disclosed the fact that you went to jail.
That's 4 years.
She might have went to jail for shoplifting
and them things. You're an alcoholic, bro.
Bro, she's had 1,460 days to tell my man that she still kept it stum.
My point is
she was never going to tell him.
Let's be honest, though.
What was she going to say?
Like, do you tell a girl you're dealing with everything that you've ever done?
Bro, but if you...
That's my point. She was never going to tell him.
But if it's a thing where, cool. Let's say now, their man are looking to obviously build something. They're looking at moving out, getting new jobs. And my man's patting a job in, let's say, God knows where. And she can't pattern a job. My man's going to be scratching his head thinking, you got the credentials. So why is no one taking you?
Why you got a criminal record?
Exactly.
Yeah,
DBS
stop
is going to come back with their description.
Get out of car, please. You know who you're rolling with.
Yeah, the police be looking for her.
Mad.
Go to certain boroughs
My whole thing is, cool. Maybe she didn't want to tell him about the whole estranged relationship with the daughter. I get that. But at least he knows that the daughter exists. So that's all right. The prison thing... It's a judgment call, really.
It's not really that deep.
I don't think it depends on what you went to jail for. Like, what did she go to jail for? Why you got this estranged relationship?
I mean,
with
it could
daughter?
Have been nothing mad because she would still be in bins, isn't it? So
exactly my point. I don't think it's something that necessarily she needs to be like, oh my gosh, like it's like your sister
could have been a little 6 months or 3 months in jail.
Yeah, exactly. Could have just been a little.
It could be something light, isn't it? But she still should have kind of told him though. That's the thing.
No, but this is what
he
I'm saying.
He deserves to know.
But he's going mad at the same time. Bro.
Yeah.
They're telling me you're going to meet a shorty and she, remember, it's a woman and she's got a kid and she's not even plugged in with the kid. You're looking at her like...
I would have been suspect from there, though.
Yeah. You get me?
What have you done to your daughter?
No, but I feel mad. What's my man's name, Mark?
Come on, though. Some people are not close to their kids like that. Though,
look, your daughter's estranged from you. That means she's not even around you.
Yeah, but she might be growing up with her dad.
Yeah, but why though? You're a mother.
Yeah.
I know.
You're
not
next. A child, a prime care.
All moms can raise kids.
What? Exactly. All right, cool. So you said the point.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Not all women can raise kids.
Yeah.
Now, you know, usually women, they're the nurturing ones, alright?
True.
Yeah.
Mm. Alright? Cool. Mm. So if you're telling me the nurturer can't be around what it needs to nurture,
but
daughters
always gravitate to their fathers.
Yeah, but bro.
Not all of them, but a girl needs to be a girl.
But as a kid, now do you know what it is? As they grow up, obviously they're gonna gravitate more to the fathers because now they're understanding like maternal love and the other one. Do you get me? But the other one. But what I'm trying to say is when they're young, mom, dad are both heroes.
Yeah, true.
So
Well, mom was an alcoholic.
She's a stumbling
heroic.
She'll
like Phil Mitchell out here in the pubs.
One mag in front of her. She's
you know what I'm trying to say? She's dagging 3 of these,
yeah,
8 of these.
You know, she's right in that dilemma. But someone should have just paged her and said, you need to tell us what you went to jail for first.
Yeah,
then we can go from there. But I don't think anyone paged her. They're just, everyone was just basically.
But if I'm being honest though, yeah, if I'm being honest, see my man Mark, he's probably, if I'm being honest, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it from my perspective, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's probably pissed off about what he got told. It's the way he got told. Yeah, like, it's how you're getting drawn out. Like, because you're with your woman, like you said, for 4 years, this is your wife.
Soon to be your potential wife.
Soon to be wife. But you got to remember, yeah, his family was there. Yeah. As well. His family, her family.
No.
And now he's hearing things that he's not prepared for. You feel like you're getting drawn out. Everyone's been like a whole new
person. Like, raw, do you know about this?
Information, like, what the
everyone's expecting you to be like, raw. You don't know about this stuff.
She did say she don't f*** with her family, though.
That's another thing. But then again, when you're a reoccurring alcoholic.
But then again.
Well, she hosted the shims, right?
Nah, this is what I'm saying.
No, Mark. Basically got in contact with her family.
This is what I'm about.
She wanted it to be a one-sided thing.
This is what I'm about to say. So really and truly, like, we could look at it, like, obviously, Mark, yeah, cool, you're trying to do something nice. But if the babe said, don't fucking chat to my family.
There's a reason why.
Don't chat to the family, bro. Don't do it behind their back and do that. I'm just looking at it from a devil's advocate here. I'm not saying he's in the wrong. Because I might even do something like that. But if my... Shut up, bro. Why? This guy's always laughing and chatting. Listen, if you know the half about E-Man, yeah? Say nothing, innit?
There ain't no half, bro. This was yourself, fam.
All right, listen. I'm a good boy.
Peep it, bro.
Yeah.
Between the two, the one who's gone the most mad is Mark. In my eyes, he's gone the most
mad. You see what it is with him, though, yeah? First of all, we haven't even established that they ain't got kids together. We just only found out that she only had an estranged daughter.
How old was she?
He didn't say how old the daughter is. Okay. So, and think about it, they've been engaged for 4 years. So within the 4 years, he's probably thinking, I'm building up, I'm preparing for the marriage, I'm preparing to put down that deposit for a ring. They probably live together, all that stuff.
Then he's
met the family out behind her back. She's all there like, cool. Then you met the sister. Who's a blabbermouth of the family. He's talking about, my sister's gone to jail, you know that? So he's probably,
she's in jail for what?
So bad, but he's doing what a lot of girls do, live in fantasy world. They're not looking at the facts. Because bro, cool, put it like this, yeah. I don't even mean to be controversial people them, but I'm looking at it like, As a guy, yeah, you got to be thorough. Yeah, you got to be thorough. Any inkling that don't seem right, you're going to have to pick on it, reason with it and understand why the thing it is there, and then you move forward from it, Ally. But he's met a shorty out. She probably, for him to do that, she must be a 10-10. Do you get me? Because if you're meeting a shorty, in my eyes, and she's got a strange kid, I don't care how long you are, I'm thinking.
It seems like she's patterned now.
it's like our previous episode, bro. Done.
Oh, what? Well, they hinged it.
Finished. So, going back to that how situation,
he did it for nine months.
Think about this, yeah. Like,
she didn't lie about the kid this time. She told him.
This is probably why he didn't mind marrying her, not being here, but. He's probably thinking, well, your door's not even in the cut anyway. I don't have to raise her up.
That's dark.
But
that's what he's probably thinking, like, right, I don't need to raise her. If her daughter's like 8 years old or something, he's probably thinking, well, you're not to mum like that anyway, so I don't need to worry about it.
Another 5 years, she could just go play outside. Yeah, like, do what she's like, doing,
like, right, she ain't looking to me for no Christmas or birthday present.
He could be thinking that.
Think about this, yeah. She's told him, like, I don't really track to my daughter. Cool. He's accepted it. He's there, said, look, I want to marry you 4 years in, but her sister came through, exposed the whole thing on the table. So he's probably thinking, why did you not tell me this? And if she told him at the party in front of everyone, he's probably thinking, I'm a because now everyone's probably thinking, like, rah.
It's the surprise.
I'm trying to say it's more the initial shock than anything else.
I don't think it's the news, because really and truly, like, you get told something,
in a party, you've been drinking, you're in your head, you're thinking, am I
It's a car ride home.
You're super. You're not even playing music,
bro. You gotta turn it down low, bro.
You're putting the windows down, windows up. You're just looking at her, kissing your teeth. You're like, rah, what's going on? Then you're
thinking, why did you go jail?
So you know most girls, yeah, it's like, all right, you get arrested, cool, but you went jail. What the hell did you go to jail for?
I don't even know anything.
Bro,
about
she, was find that you was a alcoholic.
She was a talk to Frank kid as well. Like, bro,
you're a reoccurring alcoholic.
Yeah, bro, she was a
go down Maryland High Road. You see them. You know where they're going.
Walking down the road.
They are going to jail for stealing.
It's wintertime. You're wearing shorts.
Do you man know any girls that have been bins?
Yes.
Yeah, but what did they go bins for?
One of the, well, I know a girl that went bin for. she went jail for fucking rioting.
What?
She went jail for the riot.
What? And the Mark Duggan thing?
20, yeah. She was basically the young mayor of Newham, and they caught her CCTV smashing a cone into a police car.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How long did she get?
So how long did she get? 2 years for it.
Do you know what the mad thing is? So she was rioting, and she wasn't even thinking about the jig.
She was the young mayor of Newham at the time.
What? Like, legit? I thought you meant that as
nah,
in
you
like...
You're taking the piss.
Like,
no,
know,
true
I'm,
story, still.
I'm not even lying, bro. I'm telling you, I'm not even going to bait out her name because she's in my G, innit, bro? She definitely...
she ain't no longer in government no more.
Bro, she was rather the young mayor of Newham, or she was becoming the young mayor of Newham. And then they even put her on the newspaper of her holding the cone. I swear to God, I'm not even lying. They had her holding
this
the cone.
Your home girls,
huh?
It's when your home girls.
Yeah, she that we was retired, innit? Not anymore. Though.
She bought you drinks.
Huh?
She bought you drinks.
We used to be tight, let's spin it back. When they have kids, girls have kids, they distance and stuff. She's got that 3 kids now.
But guess what? Got the family, difference is she's still with the kids, them though.
Yeah, no, she's still with the kids.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You man, yeah. If this was your situation, after 4 years you being with your missus, yeah, then you find out that she's gone jail.
I don't know.
How would you feel in that scenario?
All right, first things first, I can't even lie. I'm going to set her down and say, all right, brother, what did you do? Like, tell me, like, bro, let me know the isms and skisms. I might smother.
Yeah.
But afterwards, if you get into the nooks and crannies of things, you can decide for whether she's mad or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you was actually going mad. Like, we were your influences back then. And like,
she's an alcoholic, bro.
That's a
shit. Her mind is never right.
But people can't overcome that, though.
And a reoccurring alcoholic, so she's been saved more than once. You're reoccurring.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Multiple times.
It's not one fall off, innit?
Do you know, like, when you're a reoccurring alcoholic, Dr. Phil. Do you know how much you're a reoccurring alcoholic? That means it takes you, your tolerance is up here. So you're going high to get that. To get high.
Yeah, but look,
so you don't know what it is, though. You see smacking guys.
Let's not judge her too much because we don't know when her last relapse was. Yeah, she could be clean for like 10 years.
I doubt for the period of the
engagement. Yeah, 4 years. To get
clearly, she's,
She might have like, changed her whole life around that.
Well,
like,
she said she changed her whole life. But I'm saying she was a reoccurring alcoholic then. So I'm trying to calculate what she went jail for. It is rather abuse. Stealing.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of girls in prison right now that are there because they probably had people around them and they had to.
Yeah, clearly. The matter thing is, she's 26.
Mm. Wait, what?
She's 26.
Oh,
not right now.
Yeah, she's 26.
So wait, so you're telling me
at 22?
She's been engaged since she was 22, and she was alcoholic when she was like 18.
She must have been in her teenage years because
she met her. You know what's going mad? She invited the family, and they're allowing a teenager who's a reoccurring alcoholic to run.
No, but
and he's inviting them to the party.
She met Mark in 2015 at a work party, but she's 26.
What work is that, bro? Working at Power League.
Yeah, she must have been. Yeah, this is okay. Now I'm starting to. Now I'm just trying to connect dots. I can't lie.
Forget everything I've said up to this point. This is just some hood.
It's starting some jumping ground.
Bro,
like, yeah, what she's 26, but she met Mark in 2015. How old is Mark?
Hold on. Whoever you are,
bro.
I'm connecting dots. When did she have a kid then?
But babies come anytime.
Team bro, look at Homegirl. I'm not going to bait her name. The one that don't like me. Darts is. The one that
was
bullied. Bro, she had a kid at 12, bro.
What?
She had a kid at 12, bro.
Yeah.
She was at 11.
Bro, her kid, she's what? She's what, 27, 28. Her kid. Bro, her kid's like 13, 14 now, bro. She was one of the first girls I've ever known to have a kid, and I was 13 and she was 12, bro.
Brother,
hey, bro, no, I was 14 and she was 12.
What was you doing at 13, bro?
I was watching,
she had a whole kid, Pokemon, bro. She had a whole kid.
She was like, going through the whole world.
That's what I'm saying. GTA, like. So that means that she was... But then, do you know what? Why I'm going to spin this year as well? I'm not going to really... What's her name? Do we know her name?
Oh, no. Alice. Call her Alice.
Alice, yeah.
Alice,
nah, give like, her, now, you got to give her more of like a ghetto name still.
Kimberly. Vanessa.
Nah, you can't do the Kimberly stuff.
Vanessa's not ghetto.
Nah, you got to give her like Shana. Latoya.
Ambi.
Latoya. Beverly.
China.
Shakisha.
China.
Shakisha. Yeah, call her Shakisha. Call her
Shakisha. Shakisha, yeah. When you deep it, like,
use them as ratchet guard. No,
but you know what it is, yeah. You know why we got to spin this? Because at the same time, she had a kid. She must have had a kid early for one.
Yeah.
Right. Second of all, she was a reoccurring alcoholic, and she done mad shit and went jail at an early age. That means her family was not helping her, or they tried her hardest, or she come from a top background.
And guess what?
That's exactly
her sister. The and
she still invited.
And her sister's a real. Her sister looks like an alcoholic.
Still went on one knee. You're marrying me, man. Bro, marry
me. I can't lie. It's Mark's fault.
Yeah, Mark should have done it. Mark should have done his background check on her. Still
background. Boom. Cool. We don't know this information. We've kind of sussed this out, but he would know. The girl's 26. He would know the age of her daughter. So you would know this girl is kind of.
That's why I said Mark is doing the fantasy thing. He could have sat down and reasoned with himself.
Yeah, he could have. That's what I'm saying. But it could only be those things. It's rather her family tried to help her and gave up hope. She come from a background, or she was just one of those.
But I mean, look at her sister.
Kids, bro.
Look at her sister.
Yeah, her sister doesn't see many.
Is that the older sister?
She's saying that's her older sister.
So the older sister.
She met Mark when she was 17. Get along with her family.
She met when she was 17. And then she got engaged at 22.
Mark. Whoever you are, wherever you're laying your head.
Mark, how old do you know how Mark, not old Mark is?
No.
It sounds like he's on a grinding thing still.
Mark could be the same age.
You know, but you know them dons. You know them dons, yeah? Like, everyone knows when he was in school, yeah? Sixth form, right? Lengthings in the sixth form.
Yeah,
bro.
Popping straight in the German.
But it's a 25-year-old nigga.
Don't get me wrong, bro.
Hey, Gee, that's your own.
No, I was never on that.
Man, hot time the full fiesta.
Never.
That's what you're doing. Tuesday afternoon, bro.
Don't
get me wrong. Sorry to even cut
you. No, go on.
But even me growing up, I was in year 10. I ain't going to play it out.
I know you know one.
The girls are getting
exactly like this, isn't
it? When I mean, them times there, us man in our year group looking at her like, yo, she's levels. But then in class, you're showing, man, certain artists right now who are on a RICO charge, in America, DMing her saying, I'm coming London.
Wait, who's that?
What's good? And by the way, we're 15.
Yeah, we need to find out after.
That's a massive still.
But it happened. when we're in school, bro, there was girls that, we was in year 10, 11, there was outside college, older than college, picking up girls from man's school.
They're wrong.
Yeah, but they're wrong, but they were doing it. They didn't get
it. Don't make it right, does it?
It doesn't make it right. But they're still teenagers, isn't it? Some of them were like 18, 19.
I'm talking like there's youths that are like 20s doing
They're up. They just have jail right now.
So what should she do?
Bro, I think
to gain back her fiance's trust.
The best thing to do, you might as well get all the police reports.
Yeah,
devious things and lay on the table.
I feel like her family
records, read it, statements.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she should talk to them. But I do. I feel like in this scenario, it's her family, because why did you cut off all your family? Your family have something to play in this. You don't like your family. You cut them off.
Well, it's clearly not strong.
I don't think they helped her.
Do you know what it is?
Clearly.
That's a valid case. But if I was in Mark's shoes, the family ain't even a problem to me. Because for me, if she had come to man and said, oh, boom, this is everything, the police report, this is everything I've done. And then I'm going to sit down and think, so what led to this point? And if she's saying, my family are tapped, my sister's tapped, bad influences.
That's what I think it is.
Do you know what I mean?
I reckon it is.
I'm not then going to look at her like, oh, rah, like, you're still the problem. You just come from a upbringing and it's my bad. For even, you done showed me that you don't fuck with them. I don't know if I can swear on camera, but.
No, you're telling
me. You done showed me you can't with them. Yeah.
We said a mad thing on it, bro.
Open pit.
Yeah.
Open mic.
All right, say no more. But imagine, like, cool, you're telling me you've had a f***ed up upbringing. I'm not going to now look at her and be like, oh, cool, it's your fault. Recurrent alcoholic, that could stem from so many things. Family pressures, trauma,
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's an escapism thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Having the kid, you being estranged from it, from the get-go, I should have already been like doing the maths. But I didn't. Now you have to show me why you got estranged.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I fully agree.
I feel like this is why you have to take accountability and say, I should have just opened my mouth and said it from the jump. So there's no surprises from anyone.
Yeah,
this is why, if you're going to marry someone, you need to know everything. But if he fucks up, then that's her
fault.
She
might become an alcoholic again.
Oh, then that's her fault. Let her become an alcoholic again. That's her fault then. That is her fault. Then that's her fault, bro. That's her fault.
If she built herself, though, to this point where another man's going to look at her and say, I'm going to wife it, then...
Yeah, but relax.
I can't lie, bro. If she relaxed, I'm not going to lie. If she relaxed, that's her fault because she should have said the truth. If you knew what you're hiding is so much that your future husband could potentially leave, you should have said it from the jump.
Mm. If it happens.
And
bro.
If he does leave, then at least then you know I was honest.
Bro, but I've got a relapse in.
But now, for 4 years, this dolly's probably thinking I've been living with a serial killer. Who knows? She could be related to Jack the Ripper. He don't know.
No, but I'm saying it can happen. If he breaks her heart, it can happen. I've got a...
Now.
Oh well, so bro, can't lie.
Yeah. Married does the same. One day he's sober, he's alright. Next minute he's off but the again, bro.
It
happens, but he goes through depression.
He's depressed.
It's a strange story of reoccurring alcoholic. Your family's tapped. He's probably thinking you're tapped now.
That's a red alert.
If I was him and my family, you don't even know what his family is viewing on a whole opinion on this whole situation because he's probably gonna tell his mum, Shorty, I don't know because they're probably thinking 4 years you've been waiting to get married, there's a lot of things being planned, and then next thing you
know,
get
she
this...
didn't reoccur from back in the day from heartbreak,
bro.
That's why she might come.
We know what it was, yeah. This girl, clearly, she's an unstable household, yeah. Mm. She started going out from young, she clearly had a youth at young, so she's doing all that at young, she's opening her leg. She's drinking, she's doing all this. Bro, like, she's probably a party girl, just likes to drink, gets blackout drunk. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the family.
But the thing is, getting back to what it is now, yeah, like I think you said it.
Mm.
He looked at her and said, I want to marry this girl.
Because she built her life.
Exactly. Clearly, she cleaned herself up. So to me, in this specific situation, I can't lie, I don't really think it's that deep. I think he's more vexed. Just at the situation that he got drawn out.
So
about and he's finding out new things in front of all these people.
Let me even paint one picture, yeah. Imagine you man all had a brethren called Mark and he calls you one day, says, aye, broski, I ain't gonna lie, I'm thinking to marry Shorty. And you're like, yeah, do your thing. And then my man's like, yeah, but true say, like, she's got a you, but she don't really chat to her you.
I'll say that alone, you're first thing I'm gonna say why.
Exactly.
Why?
I'll tell my brethren, no. What are you talking about? Why, bro?
No, but it could be a small reason why.
And I'm not gonna lie. She got kids, yeah. It's bad enough that she got kids, but that you don't even chat to your own kid. Yeah, now it's a write off. It's a write off.
She could have the kid young.
You can have a kid, yeah. And
it's perfect.
Remember, we're talking as men, innit?
Yeah.
We know a lot of guys who don't chat to their kids, but guess what? They're not holding that kid for 9 months. Doing the baby shower, doing all of that.
But them man are bums as well, though.
That's exactly. Like, if my sister come and show me, yeah, I'm chatting to this guy, but he has youths and don't chat to his youths, I tell her, bro.
Why are you even doing that? You want to be another baby mum? That, like, come on, like,
what are you talking about?
There's a lot of...
Do you know what it is? For me, as a mother,
He's new to this, bro. How long you known each other for? That's like a Mark situation. You don't know.
Shut up, bro.
We're going mad. Now, I've known DK since what? 2017.
You don't know, he came out the closet.
You're going mad.
I can't even talk on previous stuff. Just knowing it's calm, don't worry.
What I'm gonna say is, bro.
You're a madman.
You see, if a mother, like we all got mums, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know what it's like a woman to have a kid, right?
Is that what you say? He's like, we've all got two grandparents, yeah? Like two grandparents. What?
No, but deep this though. We all have mothers. We all know what it's like to be looked after.
Yeah.
You always get looked after from your mother in your formative years. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How f*** do you need to be for social services to come and say, yeah, this is
you're an alcoholic.
You don't have to be
treat your kids the best.
You really don't have to be that far. I can't lie, it's actually quite easy for social service to come into your life. Any small little report, Your kid can go to school. My mum hit me. Boom, social service at the door. What did you do? Right, like that.
Not yeah, back in the day.
The day and age like that we live in now.
My mum used to beat me with a belt and the social service would never come way, in for me.
If that's happened before.
They would never. My mum was on this, but cool social service, you get another beating before.
I'm a cool child, trying to pick up the phone, fam.
But look, going back to it, yeah, because she said, look, she wants to rebuild the trust in her. I mean, in him, sorry. And she wants things to work. So what does she need to do? Regardless of how we would view, if you knew someone that you like, that's like you advising him.
What?
That's like you advising him.
Yeah.
He's asking you for your advice and like, you can tell he really wants her.
Mm.
And you know that she makes him happy. So what would be your advice for him?
The whole fantasy.
Okay.
Sticking to the facts.
And Mark is saying, what else are you lying about? So if you're hiding anything else, come clean. This is your right time now. So that man can make his decision whether he wants to marry you or not.
But I can't lie.
It's done for after that.
A part of me does feel like, yeah, like, does your partner really need to know everything?
Yes.
Everything that's ever happened to you in your life.
Yes.
Important thing. I'm getting married to you.
She's an estranged mother.
Important thing.
I'm not even talking about this specific situation now. I'm just talking like in life sense.
Brother,
like,
why not?
Does your wife need to know everything?
If she's adopting your surname, yeah, she's holding you.
That's her.
She's representing you. And you don't know everything about her. So then you go to a party 10 years after you're married. You know this guy, this girl, yeah?
I know.
This
is what I was going to say.
There'll be one DJ on the mic saying, what? My girl, I do that thing that you used to do.
Yeah. And then 10 years in your marriage. And then guys are like, bro.
Have you not seen that video? Even Dave Chappelle made a skit of it when the guy got asked for an interview and he said, what's the wildest thing you've done? And these girls are like, oh, when I was in college, I had a threesome with a couple of people in the football team. Oh, gang banged them or something. And then my man looked at his wife. Like, raw. And he broke up with her on camera. It's a real life thing.
Yeah, but see, I can't lie.
Proper real life thing. He didn't know. She didn't tell him.
If I'm dealing with a girl, I would not want to, like, I would rather her not tell me that.
You're a brave man.
Yeah, I'm
being so real.
That's Simpson.
But the thing is, again, right there, it's not Simpson thing. Right. Again, that's a Simpson like I always right say, there, yeah, bro. I have the discernment to see when a girl would potentially do that. Yeah. So I don't feel like she needs to tell me.
Mark didn't know that, though.
I know it's Mark, but that's him. He's clearly a dick. Yeah, but all I'm saying,
do not want to be that guy.
I'm just saying certain things, I would rather not hear come out of my woman's mouth.
There's a difference, though. This is why you're different. Because see me, I would rather know it. And if it's too much, bye, see you later.
In some cases, why am I dealing with that?
See me, I take people as they present themselves to me. And then I'll discern if what I think, what they're telling me is true or not.
Matt.
That's how I look at it.
Nah, you need to know everything, man.
I'll be honest.
I need to know some
relationships actually grow stronger when you're honest. Because it's like, all right, cool, I know that. Is it that deep to me? No, you keep going on. But I know that, so it's calm. So imagine if you popped out the blue, yeah, told Mark, look, I'm estranged from my kid. I went jail. This, that, and the third. Mark can actually sit there and
it could have worked out better.
Is it that deep?
Mm. Yeah.
And guess what? If the sister came doing all of that, he's looking
like, I already know. Now I understand why you don't your sister.
Yeah. Look at she's
actually excited about exposing you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, messing it.
Then you know she's bad, man.
So overall, sum it up.
Mark's a dick.
So what should she do? We don't even know Harold Mark is.
Mark could be like
22, and I'm saying
like whatever age he is, he's still.
Because if he's her age, he could be like 28.
He's taking a baby, even 30.
Nah, you know what it is? Mark should have took a touch. He should have actually taken his time. Because that's how you know a man ain't been, he hasn't experienced.
Yeah, he might not have experience like that.
Remember,
he might
be one of fragile guys. They've been together for a minute, since 2015. So.
4 years. In the back of my mind, every day I'm thinking, so where's your ute? Is your ute even safe?
Well, more to the fact, why don't you have a ute with her?
The ute's in social services.
But why don't you have a ute with her after you've been together for that long?
Nah.
And you only been engaged for four. Out of the years that you've been, I don't know.
If you're with a girl for 4 years, like, you're going to impregnate more.
Bro, he's been together longer than 4 years, though.
I'm deciphering everything that I know of her.
Yeah, true.
Within the first 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. Everything.
Bro, but we've been honest here. Would you want your girl to tell you all her stories?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I ain't going
to
lie.
I've been in a situation with my wife, the girl, and I found out she was a bro. That was annoying,
bro.
See
me,
man. I'm telling me, you know, man, banged your girl. Yeah, like,
this guy's a sex fiend, though.
Nah, so come on, man.
This guy's a sex.
What the?
If you found out you're sure he was a, you'd be like, yeah, good for me.
Nah, but nah.
That's right. No wonder why she's good at.
I lie. No wonder, bro. Yeah, do that thing again.
Hey, how do you do my man like that? Do it to me, innit?
I'm sorry.
Let's sum it up. Let's sum it up. Nah, but I can't lie. That situation, that's your fault.
How?
Because you should be able to tell your girls.
Easier said than done. She has profiled herself to be a better person.
A girl can make herself look like a nun.
Of course.
It's why my man didn't know.
It's not hard to, bro. All she's got to do is...
You are a master manipulator, bro. You can make yourself look like you're the perfect guy, but we all know you. Exactly.
Like,
you don't need to stop this narrative, bro. I swear down.
Right, so sum it up.
What?
He's already said f*** Mark, so we're going to see. What do you think?
There's better angles to this. I can't lie. Mark's a bit f***ed. He's a groomer. But if he's not a groomer, he's the same age, then he's wifing up a baby mum. We all know. Come on. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, homegirl probably should have told my man. So there's... But then again, I'm pretty sure she said to Mark, don't chat to my family like that. So in my opinion, if I'm being really honest, I think it's Mark's fault. He should have minded his business. If I'm being honest, done.
Like I always say, it's all about accountability. He should have known. She should have told him. Everything's now been exposed. If I was Mark, I would have probably just left 10 toes. Like he said, she really got... It's bad enough that she's a baby mum. No offense to the baby mums. But if you're a baby mum that is actually not in your child's life,
and you've been jailed.
What type of mother are you? Yeah, and you've been jailed. Myth, logger. Nah, Mark, go home. You?
Mark, that's a red card, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's a red card, bro.
Me personally, I'm just going to say, Mark, you might as well just leave her, man. Because if she's lying to you already about guy in jail, and you don't even know, I don't know if you do know.
Hey, pour one up for Mark, innit? You know what I'm saying? Pour one up for him, man.
I don't know if you know where she's estranged.
Where's she at, man?
Yeah, wherever she is as well. Big up.
I think, Mark, I don't know what you're doing in life, but you can do better. I'm just going to say that. Especially if she's lying to you and she's not coming forward.
There's a lot of Marks out there in the world, you know. They'll hear all of
yeah,
this.
There is, but I'm saying he can do better because she shouldn't have lied.
What?
She
needs what the wrong with you, bro?
No, I'm just...
All right. Any more worse than we're already here. That's the end of the Mandem Linkup show. I hope you like this one.
Hey, Mark, G, I can't lie. You're always on the uplifting thing, man.
I'm an uplifter.
It's
balance. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Captain Save, isn't it?
That's the end of the Mandem Linkup show.
Stay cheap for more.